So as we begin this meditation, can I have a thumbs up that you can hear me? Thank you very much. Not only does it reassure me that the technology is working, but it also is a way of for me to establish a little contact or sense of being connected to you, which is a little bit nice, rather than I appreciate it. So, I believe oftentimes it's useful to prepare oneself for meditation, not just, for example, to race at 60 miles an hour through your day and then plop down the cushion and boom, there you are, and okay, just meditate. So sometimes the preparation involves just doing something relaxing just before. Maybe going for a little walk. Do 10 minutes of walking meditation. Maybe having a cup of tea. Maybe it's just before you sit down or lay down that you would take some deep breaths and maybe do a little stretching. Something that prepares you a little bit. And then when you begin meditating, sit down and close your eyes, to continue with the preparation, in that you're preparing yourself to be a receptacle for awareness. You're preparing yourself so that there's something here for awareness to be grounded in and centered in as you begin. And so one way to prepare yourself is to give some care to your posture. And even though you're confident that you're in your perfect posture, you know exactly what you're doing, kind of move around a little bit, wiggle a little bit, sway back and forth, rotate your head a little bit, just to kind of make sure you're kind of can find yourself in an aligned, upright posture, a good way of sitting. Partly it just wakes up the body a little bit. This is the body you're going to use for, that's going to be the home for your meditation. And then gently closing your eyes. It can take a few it's fine to just begin straight off and being mindful as you are. But it's also nice to continue the preparation to kind of create a little bit of a nice kind of circumstance for meditation with your body, heart, and mind. So maybe taking a few long, slow, deep breaths is one way to do that. So you can connect and feel your body from the inside out. Kind of almost as if your lungs are giving your body a massage. Your front rib cage expands, contracts. And even your back rib cage moves. Maybe as the diaphragm gets pushed down, you allow the belly to expand outward. Relax belly that allows itself to be expanded with the diaphragm pushing down with the in-breath. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And continuing to prepare yourself to create a nice circumstance for awareness to be present in. You might see if there's obvious ways, obvious places in the body that you can relax and soften. Tension in the body is a little bit of a provide some pressure or some strength to think a lot. The less tension there is in the body, the easier it is for the thinking mind to be quiet. So to relax the muscles of the face, maybe allowing the muscles on your face to fall away from the skull. Allowing the eyes to rest in their sockets. If it's helpful, you can have the idea that you're not looking outward with your eyes, but anything, there's a gentle gaze backward and down into your body. Releasing your shoulders. Maybe as you release and relax the shoulder blades move down the back a teeny bit. Then softening the belly, relax the stomach. And if you have a lot of feelings, emotions that are swirling around, is there some way to relax around them? To be easy with how you're feeling. So you're not weighed down by them or pushed around by them, but they have a right to be there. It's okay to feel the way you do. But maybe as you exhale, to make space, openness to how you feel. And if there's any thinking, energy, agitation, pressure to think, not so much letting go of your thoughts, but see if the tension associated with thinking can relax. The pressure, the agitation of thinking. And even if the mind is relatively quiet, thinking mind is quiet, there might still be subtle tension or pressure associated with thinking that you can relax, soften. And so spending some minutes preparing yourself this way gives you a foundation from which now to practice mindfulness with what is. And for this session of meditation, the instructions is around thinking, to include thinking as a valid subject for mindfulness. And so you might now let go of breathing, let go of anything else you're paying attention to, and be mindful of yourself thinking. Kind of like you're looking, thinking right in the eye, and you say, I see you. I see that you're there. And let there be a clear recognition that you're thinking if you do. If you think in thoughts, in words, recognize it as such. If you think in images, recognize it as that. If your thoughts now wander off because they're being looked at directly, you could go back to your breathing, but return to be mindful of thinking as soon as it returns. For a few minutes here, just relax the ongoing way when thoughts occur, maybe lovingly, gently, kindly. Look them right in the eye and recognize them as such. If it helps you stay focused on this exercise, you could breathe through the thinking place. Breathe with your images. Breathe through them, with them. But keep your gaze on the mind that thinks. And as you gaze upon your thinking, is there any physical sensations associated with thinking? Is there a location in your body associated with thinking? Kind of hang out with attention, awareness, in the place where thinking occurs, if there is a place, and any sensations, energy, pressure, tension, hardness, maybe as you breathe into those sensations, see if you can let them quiet and relax. The thinking energy, allow it to dissipate. And if there's, as you gaze upon your thinking, are there any emotions connected to them? If you're pretty quiet and your thoughts are thoughts of annoyance that I'm speaking, notice the annoyance. If the thoughts are, if the emotions are anxiety around things you're worried about, notice the anxiety. If thoughts are desire thoughts, maybe there's excitement and anticipation. Whatever the emotion is that's connected to your thinking, if it's easy to notice, recognize it, allow it, feel it, and tease apart the physical sensations and the emotions from the content of your thinking. Just see them each as distinct. And when you find yourself involved in thinking again, you might also notice not what you're thinking, but how you're involved with your thinking. Are you interested, fascinated? Are you alarmed? Is there a gravitational pull? You grab on to the thoughts. Are you glued to them? Are you investing importance in them? Adding importance which are not inherent in the thoughts, but a sense of, oh, this is important. And if you're able to notice the interest, the glue, the fascination, the authority you give to your thinking, can you relax that? Soften. Because that also is not the thought itself. Thoughts by themselves, just by themselves, are very simple. With no weight, no shape. The thoughts by themselves have no need. And if you can just see the simplicity of a thought, as you recognize yourself thinking, you can add the word just. Just thinking. It's just a thought. Not more, not less. Just a thought. And you are not your thinking. They're just thoughts that arise and pass. Sooner or later, all thoughts pass away. Most thoughts you've ever had, you can't recall. They come and they go. They come and they persist for a little while and then they pass. And as long as they're persisting, they are equally valuable as an object of mindfulness as the breathing. Especially if you don't get pulled into them or get involved in them. You just see them. Looking them right in the eye and recognize thinking, just thinking. And when you've had enough of being mindful of thinking, then you can begin again with your breathing. Maybe taking a little deeper breath, just one, as you begin again, centering yourself on the body breathing. If you find yourself thinking, don't be an enemy of your thoughts. Be mindful of your thoughts. Look at them clearly. Take the time to see them. Even investigate them, look at them more clearly. And in doing so, you're exercising your freedom from thoughts. Looking at thinking is not thinking. Thinking can come with very strong emotions and moods, with strength that almost demands attention. Instead of losing your attention to your thoughts, be mindful of your thoughts. See them clearly for what they are. So rather than losing attention to it, you find your freedom with your attention. The thoughts might continue, but you are clearly recognizing them. Just thinking. Clearly recognizing the emotions, the sensations, energies that are connected to thinking. And if it's possible, you might try quieting your thinking down. Think softer, quieter. With gaps between the sentences. It's possible to feel the negative or the positive influence that thinking can have on us. Some thoughts clearly undermine us, diminish us, or bring stress. They're unskillful. Some thoughts clearly are beneficial. They release us, they free us. They are skillful. You might take a few moments to notice when you're thinking that the influence your thoughts have on you. And if the influence is not good, maybe you don't need to think those thoughts. Or maybe you can think about those things in ways that are not unwholesome. Maybe there are positive ways of thinking that are nourishing. then as we come to the end of this sitting, what is the quality of your thinking like? Would you say that it's more on the skillful side or the unskillful side? And do you have any taste for freedom in relationship to your thinking? Maybe by being simply clearly aware that they're there. Or maybe by not giving them too much attention or authority. Sometimes your thoughts can go on their way, and you can go along on with your own life without too much concern with them. Chances are that your thoughts are not as important as you usually assume. So we generally wait until the fourth day or so of a retreat to introduce mindfulness of thinking. And one of the reasons for waiting is that then we're better prepared for it. If we reverse the order and did mindfulness of thinking first and mindfulness of breathing on the fourth day, then the chances are mindfulness of thinking would just lead to more thinking. And we would think about our thinking rather than being mindful of it. But the hope is that by preparing ourselves or setting the, being more settled and being more embodied and being more aware and mindful of our emotional life, that we have a much better platform from which, or reference point from which, to step back and be a little bit free of our thoughts and really look at them. Bring a quiet, non-reactive mindfulness to thinking. And in doing so, to learn that your thinking don't have to be troubles for you. One of the great things to learn through meditation is how not to be bothered by your thinking. Don't be troubled by them. Even if you have horrendous thoughts, human beings do occasionally have that. But if you're horrified, or if you believe them, or reactive to them, it just stirs things up even more. And you probably end up just thinking more. But if you just notice, you can add the word just. It's just a horrendous thought. Wow. I guess I'm capable of that too. Wow. And just let it be. Don't identify with it. Don't use your don't define yourself by what you think. Rather than I think, therefore I am. For Buddhists, I'm aware, therefore I am. And thinking can go along merrily on its way. And if we're not bothered by it, then we don't fuel the thoughts that are not helpful, not nourishing, not skillful. And so this ability to differentiate between skillful and unskillful, healthy and unhealthy, wholesome and unwholesome, can relate to thinking as well. And there's not much reason to give authority, priority, to thinking which is unhelpful, unwholesome, which its influence on you is a negative influence. Some therapists say a leading cause for depression is rumination. What we keep thinking about over and over and over again, if it's negative, it really undermines us and really has a big influence. But if you don't identify with your thoughts, if you don't think that who you are is your thinking, then it's easier to not be bothered, not be pulled into its sway, and to find your freedom with your thoughts. We're not trying to get rid of thinking when we do mindfulness, but we are trying to find our freedom in relationship to them. So if hopefully these instructions on mindfulness of thinking are useful for you, and when it's usually nice to just keep something like the breathing as a default and just keep coming back to that. But when it's time to be mindful of thinking and you think you can do it without thinking more, then you might try looking thinking right in the eye and saying, "I see you, my friend." Don't say, "I see you, my enemy." It's possible your thinking mind could use a little friendship from you. "I see you, my friend. You're there and I'm here. And it just happens to be, my friend, that you're just a thought. And I don't have to pick you up." So, thank you all very much for your practice and for doing this. And when you go at the speed of mindfulness, speed of awareness, then you're less likely to get pulled into the world of thinking. Because you'll see it happening. You'll see your thoughts arise and you'll notice that you're being pulled into them. If you do things at the speed of a hurry, being hurried and quick, you know, it's so easy to start thinking and not notice you're thinking. And before you know it, you're in whole universes of thought. So to go do things at the speed of mindfulness, so you're closer to your freedom, then you are losing it to your thoughts. And in doing that, I hope you enjoy the day. Enjoy yourself thoroughly. Appreciate yourself. And some of you have practice discussion in a few minutes, some in the afternoon. And it's probably a good day to check the instruction roster to make sure you know the time and place and teacher you're with. And thank you so much.